gospel is supposed to bring us luck? I think we should probably be familiar with the topic today. So this is where in the four Gospels it's a little bit more detailed talking about how Peter was called by Jesus to follow him.
那根据这个经文呢, 我的讲题是新关系,
so the topics for today is a new relationship and new experience.
基督徒应该也熟悉有一节经文就是哥林多后书的五章十七节
So if you're a Christian, you probably are also familiar with Bible verses coming from the 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
我们不妨大家读一遍, 来,
maybe we
若有人在基督里, 他就是新造的人, 就是已过, 都变成新的了, 但是你如果看英文的翻译呢, 它其实啊, 这个后半句呢, 还比较接近, 希腊的原文的意思。
So if you look at the English translation, which is closer to what the Greek original, writing.
那么翻译成中文呢, 就是什么? 旧的去了,
so it says something like the old has gone and the new is here.
那有没有印象中国人有一句俗话叫做旧的不去新的不来?
Do you remember the Chinese saying that without the things in the things going past, there's no new things to come?
所以意思还挺相似的。
So this is a very, has a very similar meaning.
那我们当然知道, 新的来的意思是指新的生命开始了。
And of course we know this new is about this new life to come.
那么这个新的生命是来自于神带来了一个新的关系。
And this new life comes starting with a new relationship we got with God.
圣经的启示呢, 人原本是神造的。
According to the revelation of our Bible, we are created by God.
他被蒙蔽了以后呢, 与神隔绝。
But when we are fallen, we are isolated from God.
所以所有的人呢, 就如同不认识父亲在外面流浪的孩子。
So all human kind as we are like often that we do not know who our father is and wandering in this world.
无论呢, 表面上看起来, 多么善于经营打算自己的生活,
no matter how from appearance that you know how to manage your life well,
其实呢, 都是走在通往灭亡的道路上,
we are in fact running along a path leading to death.
那么神的独生子耶稣呢, 他为了救人, 就降世为人呢, 在十字架上, 这个是赎了所有人的罪。
So to save us, Jesus Christ was born to redeem us.
那么第三天复活了。
And he was resurrected in the third day.
就证明他自己呢, 有赦免人罪, 还有赐人永生的权柄。
Which proves that he has the power to give us this new life and give us this new eternity.
那2000年来呢, 圣诞节, 复活节呢, 都在为耶稣做见证。
So 2,000 years since then, the Christmas and also Easter is a is a witness to this story.
那么我们也应该熟悉另外有两个经文呢, 一个就是约翰福音的3章16节。
And we should also be very familiar with the other passage, which is John 3:16.
你看神爱世人, 甚至于将他的独生子赐给他们, 那在这里讲说,叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
So here it says that for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
那么因此呢, 人在信耶稣之前和神的关系是什么呢? 它是一个旧关系, 就是在神的家的外面生活呢, 是自主的, 然后走向灭亡。
So before we come to know God, our relationship, this old relationship, is like we are outside of God's home and we are on our own and we are running, we are going to be to perish.
然后呢, 另外一个我们熟悉的经文就是约翰福音的1章12节,
And the other verses we probably are familiar is from the John chapter 1 verse 12.
这里就讲到呢, 凡是信耶稣为主认罪悔改的人, 都恢复了儿女的身份。 有了新的关系啊，这个新关系就是回到神的家里了。
So, it says here, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believes in him, in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And this relationship is a relationship to be in the family of God.
那么由耶稣带领生活，走在通往永生的道路上。
So, we are led by Jesus Christ to conduct our life and a life that leading to this eternal life.
所以呢，信主的人所得到的和神的新关系，就是神家里的孩子，生活由神带领，走向永生。
So this new relationship manifested itself, in the way that we live in the family of God.And we are led by him and also are going to have eternal life.
那这个新关系啊，应该是亲密又很特殊的关系。
So this is a special and intimate relationship.
那需要去经历啊，才能够体会出这个关系的意义。
It requires us to experience it so you can understand this new relationship.
这应该不难理解。
I think this is not hard to understand.
对于亲密关系的体会呢？不能够只凭想象或者是讲道理。
So the intimate relationship you cannot rely on just listening to some sermon, and regain this intimacy.
他必须要去经历。
And you need to experience it.
婚姻关系、亲子关系都是如此。
Such as marriage and also parenthood.
婚前哈，对于婚姻关系的想象。还有呢，婚后的实际经验应该是有不小的差距啊。如果有经验，你就知道啊。
So if I experience, you know, there's a different, this big difference between your imagination before marriage and the reality afterwards.
哎，我们这个在婚前有辅导啊，有去什么这个叫什么那个讲习班啊，你都去听了。等到你结婚以后，你会发现说，哎呀，我还没想到是这么回事。
So you may have gone through this marriage counseling before. You're getting married, but afterwards you still feel there's a lot of things I'm yet to learn.
那么生养孩子之前，对于亲子关系的想象和实际的经验呢，也是有相当的差距，对吧？做父母的应该都知道。
And so, if your parents, you should know that there's a big difference between what you learn from the book about parenthood, parenting, and versus the real life experience.
耶稣的门徒彼得呢的经历可以给我们一些启发。
So the experience of disciple Peter should have give us some inspiration.
帮助我们呢能够和耶稣常有新的经历，而能够更清楚知道自己和神的关系。
So it will help us to gain this intimacy with Jesus and to know him more.
那么经文的第一节是在讲当时的场景。
So the verse one, it talks about the context of the environment of that story.
这里有个叫哥尼撒勒湖啊。
So there's a lake called Gennesaret.
那么是当时，其实哥尼撒勒是当时一个地区的名字。
Actually, Gennesaret is an area during that time.
在加利利海的西北岸。
So it's a northeast of the northwest of the Sea of Galilee.
所以呢，加利利海在那个地区就被称为格尼撒勒湖，其实就是讲加利利海。
So sometimes they call it the Gennesaret lake, which is actually talking about Sea of Galilee.
那么经文说呢，耶稣站在格尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。
So the Bible verses tell us that there were people crowding around.Him and listening to want to listen to his words.
我们可以想象，耶稣站在岸边，被群众拥挤，因为他们要听他讲神的道。
So we can imagine that people are crowding around him because he wants to listen to the word of God.
所以这些人对耶稣很热情。
So they are enthusiastic about listening to him.
不过原文描述的群众还更热情。
But the Greek is actually expressing in a even more enthusiastically.
群众彼此，这个希腊文的描述是群众彼此推挤，为了要靠近耶稣听他说话。
So it actually says something like a crowd were pushing each other in order to get near to Jesus and listen to him.
那结果就是耶稣被群众围住挤在中间。
So, the consequence of that is that Jesus was surrounded, by those crowds.
这些群众啊，对神的话，对耶稣有这么大的热忱呢，和我们的经验显然有相当的落差。
Probably this is a big difference between their experience and our experience here.
我不知道你们这边的情况如何，但是在我所在的千向教会啊，开布道会请非基督徒朋友来听到是非常费劲的。
I'm not sure what's the situation here. In Thousand Oaks, when we invite those seekers to come to listen to the evangelistic meeting, it is actually quite requires a lot of efforts.
讲的不好听一点，有些时候好像真的是骗来的哈。
So sometimes we feel we are kind of kind of
对呀，就是给
to invite them with.By deceiving them.
Yeah, 你譬如说这个请他要请吃饭呢，然后到时候说，哎，我们今天有活动啊，请你来哈之类的。
Something we say, oh, we're gonna have a banquet, we're gonna have a meal, and please come, and we also have a meeting too.
但是我们不要以为啊，基督徒难，非基督徒难请。
But don't think that the seekers are hard to invite.
其实啊。就算是你请到了高知名度的讲员来带领培灵会啊，你也没有看到过像经文讲的那种热情。
Even if you invite a very famous speaker to try to speak to Christians, you don't see the people like a crowds talking about here in the Bible.
你什么时候见过在教会办培灵会的时候，然后大家呢很早就进来，都在抢第一排的座位啊？
So have you seen actually we have this revival meeting that and Christians, brothers and sisters came early and tried to fight to be seated in front.
在我印象里面啊，在千向教会就发生过那么一次。
In my memory, it happened only once in Thousand Oaks Church.
让我发现呢，在社会上有高知名度的那些基督徒来讲话，还比较有吸引力。
If the speaker is someone with a high social status, probably has a can attract more Christians.
就是1989年哈，那个网球明星张德培啊，他拿到在17岁的时候拿到了这个French Open就法国公开赛的冠军，到千向来讲来做见证的时候，那可是真的是人挤人。
So it's actually there was a time, the 17 years old,
Michael Chen, yeah.
who won
the tennis player,
the French Open, and came to speak.And that was the time that people fight to come.
因为那是在美国的选手在34年之后第一次有人又拿到了这个法国公开赛的冠军。
Because he is the first one after 34 years of that American tennis player won the French Open again.
那时候在千向掀起了一个父母要孩子去学网球的那种热潮啊。
And that time, everybody in Thousand Oaks, all the parents send their kids to learn tennis.
大家都在抢第一排的座位。
And when they come to that meeting, everybody want to
都带了网球来请他签名。
Everybody can take a tennis ball, want the signature from him.
所以我们可以看到，一个人呢，如果要像经文中所说的，那么渴慕的是耶稣啊，不是那些名人了，渴慕的是耶稣和神的话的话呢，通常是因为他有很大的需要，或者是很特殊的经历。
So, if you look at the Bible here today, we imagine that those people who want to get close to Jesus, they are either they have a great need or they have
experience
and they have
special
experience that about Jesus.
那些围挤耶稣的群众当然也不例外。
So those people who are crowding around him, they are not exceptional.
所以我们要去看看前面发生什么事了。
So let's see what actually happened before the passage we have today.
你看四章四十节说什么呢？就是耶稣在那个地区医治了患各种病的人。
So chapter 4, verse 40, it says that Jesus has healed all kinds of sickness.
那么而且下面的41节还有加一句说，耶稣还释放了很多被鬼附身的人，然后那些呢从人身上出来的那些鬼还喊，对看着耶稣会说，你是神的儿子。
And in 41, it actually also talked about that he cast out the demons, and the demons were actually proclaiming and shouting, "You are the Son of God."
这些人呢、啊，对耶稣如此的热情，因为他们才有了新的经历。
They were so enthusiastic about the crowd. They was very enthusiastic about Jesus because they just had this special experience about him.
我们呢，应该也是有了经历啊，才会经历了耶稣，才会成为基督徒嘛。
So we are supposed to also have the experience, so that we want to be a Christian.
但是呢，我们还需要每次要有新的经历，来激发出我们对耶稣的热忱。
But we need to continuously to have this new experience in order to keep up that enthusiasm.
也就是说，我们需要和神有新经历，才会有呢新热忱。
So we need to have this new experience with God, and then we can have new enthusiasm.
然后我们看到事情的发展呢。
And then we see how the things progress in our verses.
耶稣啊，被群众围挤，他根本没有办法对大家说话。于是呢，他就上了西门彼得的一艘渔船，停在岸边的一个艘渔船。
So because he can, Jesus can hardly speak to the crowd that's surrounding him. So he went up to the boat belongs to Simon, and then he went onto the boat. Yeah.
然后要彼得把船稍微撑出去，好对岸边的人说话。
So he asked he asked Peter to put out the boat so he can speak to the crowd.
然后叫彼得开船出去下网捕鱼。
And then he also asked Simon to cast the net to fish.
那彼得显然是很尊重耶稣，他完全照着耶稣的话去做了。
Obviously, Peter. It has a great respect to Jesus, so he obeyed his demand.
当然，当时的场面，对吧？耶稣这么受欢迎的话，他很自然的会去听耶稣的吩咐。
And of course, since Jesus was so popular among the people there, Peter would gladly or have to oblige.
不过呢，主要的原因呢，还是因为他也刚经历了耶稣。
But I think the main reason is that Peter has also just had a special experience with Jesus.
你看前面这个路加福音的四章三十八到三十九节。
If you look at chapter 4, verse 38 and 39.
我们请读一下好吧，来。
Let's read it.
耶稣出了会堂，进了西门的家，西门的岳母害热病甚重，有人为他求耶稣。耶稣站在他旁边，斥责那热病，热就退了。他立刻起来服侍他们。就说这是彼得先有的经历。那你想，他当然是听耶稣的话。
So since Peter had this new experience, so of course he would just obey Jesus' demand.
虽然如此啊。
Even so,
彼得对耶稣的尊重还是有保留的。
We can see Peter has some reservation in his obedience.
因为你看，他称耶稣夫子，意思是师父、老师。
So he called Jesus Rabbi means master or teacher.
代表呢，他认为啊，能够医病、赶鬼、讲神道的耶稣呢，是从神那儿来做师父的。
So he think this demon cast. The person who can cast demon is one that who sent by God to be the teacher among them.
那这也是当时许多人对耶稣的认识。
And that's actually the understanding of many people at the time.
你看约翰福音三章一到二节就记载了这么一个事情。
So in Book of John, chapter one, there's a
three, chapter three,
chapter
verse one, two.
And verse 1 and 2,
他记载了一个很有地位的犹太人叫尼哥底母。
So it records someone with a great social status by the name of Nicodemus.
他曾经在夜里去见耶稣。
One time he visited Jesus at night.
他一见到耶稣就说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师父的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。”
So he said to Jesus, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God.
所以
no one could perform the miracles the sign you were doing if God were not with him.
所以彼得看耶稣是个师父，在当时呢，是一般人也是如此的看法。
So when Peter called him rabbi, that's actually commonly understood by the people around that time.
那么彼得表现的是很尊重耶稣。
So indeed, Peter expressed a great respect to Jesus.
那么，但是呢，经文的看出来，他并不觉得耶稣有打鱼的本事。
But on the other hand, it in the Bible it seems to show that Peter doubt that Jesus knows how to fish.
彼得根据前一夜一无所获的经验。
Peter, based on the experience he had tried all night without any fish, without getting any fish,
还有他自己专业的判断。
In his own professional judgment,
耶稣啊，吩咐他在这个时候下网打鱼呢，就是在说外行话。
And he probably made a judgment that it's Jesus is really out of line and unprofessionally tell him to.Unprofessionally tell him to cast them.
如果这时候能打到鱼的话，他也不要耶稣吩咐，他就去打了。
He may think that if this is the right time to cast the net to get fish, he probably would do it without Jesus asking him to.
他听从耶稣吩咐下网呢，是在表现对耶稣的尊重。
So the reason he obeyed that demand, he carried out the demand, is simply a way to show that his respect to Jesus.
但是同时在他的心里，他也要让耶稣看到呢，打鱼啊是另一种专业啊，和医病赶鬼讲道不一样啊。
So he may want Jesus to also understand that fishing is a different profession that is quite different from casting out demons and also preaching.
那从经文我们看到
，So from verses we can see，
结果是耶稣对了
，And Jesus was right。
自信有专业的彼得错了
，And this self-confident professional fisherman Peter was wrong。
不过彼得呢的专业知识还是让他做了一个正确的判断。
But Peter's professional experience still had。Helped him to make a right decision too.
就是没有人有这种打鱼的本事。
There's no one. He realized that no one has this kind of skill in terms of fishing.
这绝对不是专业的结果。
This is not based on professional skill.
肯定是神迹，所以耶稣不只是人，他也是神。
So this is a miracle, and consequently, Jesus is not just a human being but God.
那么彼得的立即反应就是伏伏在耶稣面前承认自己是个罪人。
And he immediately fell in Jesus' knees and said, "I am a sinful man."
他对耶稣的称呼也变成了主啊。
And the way he called Jesus turned into start using Lord instead.
那么这个主是对神或者是仆人对主人的尊称。
Lord is aUsually used by people acknowledging God or a servant acknowledging his master.
Yeah. 所以呢，彼得因为这个经历，从尊重耶稣转变成相信耶稣是神，并且呢，认耶稣是主。
So he has changed. Peter has changed from respecting Jesus to believing in Jesus as God.And then openly acknowledge Jesus as Lord.
他因此和神有了新的关系。
And then he started to have this new relationship.
改变了他的一生，也得到了永生。
Not only the life, his life is changed, but also received this eternal life.
相信耶稣是神和尊重耶稣是完全不同的意思。
Believing in Jesus that.Who he is who is a God is very different to respecting Jesus.
一个人说他尊重耶稣，即使把耶稣当成榜样呢，也不会看耶稣是他生命的主。
So even if we respect Jesus to a point that we want to model him in our life, we, unless we believe in him as a God, we won't call him our Lord.
因为耶稣对他来说只是个人。
And because if we're only respecting him, he is nothing but another human being.
相信耶稣是神的人呢，应该和彼得呢有同样的反应，就是承认自己是个罪人。
So if we believe in Jesus, who is a God, and then we should have the same response, believing that we are sinful men.
因为我们在人面前是可以伪装的。
Because we can pretend in front of people.
但是呢，我们的一切神都知道，无从隐藏。
But God knows everything about us. We cannot hide in front of him.
所以经历了耶稣的人呢，应该认识到自己需要拯救。而认罪悔改。
So one who knows God knows that we need to repent for our sin.
这就是重生得救的经验。
And that is the experience of rebirth in Christ.
重生得救的基督徒恢复了神儿女的身份。
A born again Christian regains the sonship become children of God.
能够因着和神的新关系呢，常会有新的经历。
They can all experience this new, have this new experience all often.
可惜的是。
But unfortunately.
有很多经历了耶稣的人呢，没有因此认识到耶稣是神，自己是需要拯救的罪人。
Many have this encounter Jesus with that experience did not realize they are sinners and requires repentance to receive this new relationship.
因此呢，只对耶稣的能力有兴趣，希望呢有需要的时候能够得到帮助。
So they only are interested in the power of Jesus Christ and just want to have the help whenever they need.
常常有人听到说，你为我祷告，你为我祷告啊。你基督徒啊，耶稣听你的哈。
So sometimes we hear our friends saying, "You pray for me. Are you a Christian? God listen to you."
这是本末倒置了神的心意。
This is actually the opposite what the God have in mind.
圣经记载呢，耶稣有爱心，有怜悯，很乐意帮助有需要的人。
So Bible tells us Jesus is full of compassion and grace and love and would want to help everyone.
但是耶稣更希望看到人愿意回到神的家里做儿女。
But he desires more to see people come back to into the family of God.
所以呢，不认识耶稣的身份呢，只对耶稣能力有兴趣的人呢，是不会和神有新关系和新经历的。
So if you are interested only not interested in this experience but also only his power, would not have this desire to become children of God.
他的和神的关系呢，只能是表面，也不会长久。
And this relationship will be simply superficial and cannot last long.
这就好像彼得哈，如果从另一个角度去看那一网打上来数量惊人的鱼。
So if Jesus had look at this fish he got, if he look at it from a different angle,
他还是会觉得那是个神迹。
He may still think that is still a miracle.
但是呢，更是一个商机。
But he can see that is a business opportunity too.
而且机会难得，不可错过的商机。
And this is something ought to be seized and should try to get the best out of it.
所以他的反应呢，就不会是俯伏在耶稣面前承认他耶稣是主是神，自己是个罪人。
And then he would not kneel down before Jesus and admit he is a sinful man.
而是邀请耶稣合作呢，成立一个水产公司。
But maybe he just want to start a new fishing company with Jesus.
那我彼得有现成的渔船。
And see, Peter, I have this boat already.
您耶稣知道鱼在哪儿。
And Jesus, you know where the fish is.
CEO 请您担任。
You can be the CEO.
我做总经理。
And I can be the general manager.
我们这样合作肯定双赢。
And this is a win-win combination.
我可以保证加利利海所有的渔船很快都会抢着来要加盟我们这个 franchise.
And I can guarantee that this special combination will attract all other fishermen to join this franchise.
如果耶稣还不回答的话。
And if Jesus does not respond to this,
他可能会这么说。
And Peter might say this.
您不妨啊， 发挥一点想象力哈。
He may say, just use a little bit of imagination.
现在是成群的人挤着要听您讲道。
Just imagine we now have a great amount of people who want to listen to you.
明天可是成群的渔船要听你的话要下网啊。
And tomorrow it could be that thousands of boats that will listen to your command to fish.
哎，这么好的商机可别错过了哈！咱们赶快签合同就开始吧。
Let this wonderful opportunity go, and let's sign the contract now.
也许听了会觉得好笑。
Maybe you think this is a funny story.
哎，怎么会有人这么想呢？
How could people think of this?
其实还有真有不少人就是这么想。
And actually, there were people think in such a way.
因为这是典型的硅谷的创业精神跟生意头脑嘛。
And this is actually what the Silicon Valley their entrepreneur spirit.
哎，创业是今天各行精英的梦想哎。
And this starting up is this what the elites dream about their future.
这个北加的那个硅谷的话，那些做科技的人天天都在想这个。
And this elites in the north in the Bay Area they were thinking about starting up a company all day long.
一个人的头脑随时都在为找机会打转。
Our mind is keep on running around that opportunities that in our life.
他经历了耶稣的能力，能够认识自己是罪人，耶稣是救主的可能性实在是不大的。
And actually, Peter knows about by looking at Jesus and he realizes he's a sinner. That event is actually rarely happen.
事实上，圣经记载耶稣帮助过众多人中间呢。
And actually, in Bible, we see that Jesus has helped a great number of people.
有很不少的人跟随他一阵子之后，发现不符合他们的期望，就离开耶稣了。
And many has realized Jesus did not do what they expected Jesus to do and left him.
还好，啊，经文告诉我们。
And fortunately, the Bible tells us this.
彼得并没有去想要如何利用耶稣的能力去打鱼牟利。
And Peter did not try to take advantage of Jesus' special ability to expand the fishing business.
而是让自己被有能力的耶稣使用去得人。
But to allow Jesus to use him to fish people instead.
他没有和耶稣商量合作打鱼。
He did not talk about how he can work with Jesus to fish.
却顺从了耶稣的呼召，撇下渔船跟渔网呢，跟随耶稣去为神得人了。
But to abandon his nets and to follow Jesus.
那么圣经记载啊。
Bible tells us.
其他跟随耶稣的人，因为呢各自的想法，后来失望离开了耶稣。
So there are many people who disappointed because they have their own agenda in life, and so they left Jesus.
只有以彼得为首的门徒继续跟随了耶稣。
So only those disciples headed by this Peter continue to follow Jesus.
因为他们正确地理解了和耶稣的经历，认识到耶稣是主是神。
So they correctly understand this experience. And know that Jesus is the Christ the Lord.
所以我们要确定自己呢是神的儿女呢，要像彼得一样。
So we want to be certain that we are the children of God, and we need to be like Peter.
信耶稣是神。
Believe that Jesus is God.
向耶稣认罪。
We confess to Jesus.
认耶稣是主。
And acknowledge Jesus is Lord.
彼得和其他门徒能够坚持对耶稣的信仰，是因为后来有很多新的经历。
The reason for the disciples they can continue to insist and hold on to their faith is because they have this continuing experience.
我们也需要和神有新经历呢，来激励我们的信心。
And we also need this experience to continuously to encourage and inspire us.
不只是能够坚持对耶稣的信仰。
Not only to insist and hold on to the faith,
而且要能够享受到呢信耶稣应该有的平安喜乐。
But also to experience this peace and joy comes from believing in Jesus.
今天很多基督徒呢，他们坚持信仰。
And a great number of Christians when they hold on to the faith.
但是呢，没有看出什么平安喜乐。
But they don't have that peace and joy in life.
信得很，好像信得很无奈。
It's almost like they are forced to believe in Jesus.
那你说传福音能有什么效果？
Then do you think that how effective that?
旁边的人说，你要我跟你一样信那么无奈吗？
Because then people look at you and say, do you want us also be like you, believing in a God that made you miserable?
那我们如何能够和耶稣常有新来的新的经历呢？
How can we continuously to have this new experience?
或者说，我们为什么就不会能够常常有一些新的经历呢
？Or another way to ask is that why don't we have this continuing experience?
千向教会啊，每年都会有几次请宣教士来分享。
Thousand Oaks, we usually will invite a couple times a year invite the missionary to come back to church and to share.
如果你们也有这样子的做法的话，应该也会看到一些事情。
So if you have such a event, you probably would also see things.
这些宣教士常常会有很奇妙的见证。
These missionaries they have usually a lot of this wonderful testimonies.
是因为他们为主工作的环境很舒适愉快吗
？Is because their life in mission field are smooth and comfortable?
完全相反。
That's quite opposite.
几乎都是很差、很恶劣的环境。
And usually the mission field is very difficult and challenging.
他们来做见证的时候，会让听的人觉得很沮丧吗？
But do they let people listen? When people listen to their story, do they make the audience miserable?
我的观察是不会。
My observation is no.
事实上，几乎在场的人都会被吸引，听得很入神。
So, because most of people there will be greatly attracted by that that experience.
因为那些经历实在太奇妙。
Because those are really a wonderful experience.
然而呢，很多宣教士的见证呢，让我们觉得奇妙的是难以置信。
Sometimes we can hardly believe that things can happen in life.
听到他们在恶劣的环境中啊，因为神奇妙的。看顾能够度过一些难关呢、啊，我们会有一些疑问的。
So sometimes we even have doubt that when we see how God resolved the difficulties in life.
为什么我就没有遇到这种事
？And we wonder how come I have not experienced such a thing.
是啊，为什么呢
？And yeah, why you are not experiencing?
答案很简单。
And the answer is simple.
我们其实并不希望遇到这种事。
We probably don't want that things to happen.
因为某些经历只会在某些情况下才会产生
because
才会发生
there are events need a certain condition to make it happen.
我们在这儿每天的生活几乎不需要神给什么特别的看顾
because we are living in this world, in this place, we probably don't need God's providence.
因为我们会把自己照顾得很不错
because we can take care of ourselves.
我们每天都有自己计划要完成的事。
And we have a to-do list every day that we need to accomplish.
神除了让我们平安无事以外啊，他在我们的生活中几乎是插不上手的。
God is as long as he keep us safe, probably he is not really involved in our life.
我们也不是真的希望他插手打乱我们的生活。
And we actually don't want Jesus, God to interfere our life.
所以呢，我们能够平安的照自己的计划过完每一天呢，其实也算是和神的一个经历了。
So we think that just live peacefully through every day is an experience in God.
但是呢，这样的经历又平淡的不像是和神的经历啊，
but then,
不怎么奇妙嘛。
But then it is indeed not that extraordinary and so common. Doesn't seem to be an experience with God.
一点也不刺激，对吧
？It's not exciting at all.
但是神呢，也不忍心给我们比较刺激的经历。
But then God doesn't want to or to give us a too excited experience.
因为他知道我们很不希望在生活中有一些不愉快的插曲。
Because he knows that we don't like to have this things unhappy event in our life.
所以常有宣教士鼓励弟兄姐妹啊，你去宣教工厂经历一下。
So often, the mission missionary, we encourage brothers and sisters just to go to the field and try to experience it.
因为在那里哈
because there,
不愉快常常不是生活中的插曲，而是主旋律。
So this, the unhappy event is not a, is not the interlude, but the main theme of the song.
很多时候你只能仰望耶稣的能力和看顾。
And you almost have to always look up to Jesus' help and look for His help.
但是因此就能常有新的经历，对耶稣呢的信心会更加坚定。
And it is then you have more experience and have more confidence in Jesus.
没有参加过宣教的人呢、啊，会有一个困难。
So if you have not been to a missionary trip, you may have a difficulty.
不知道自己能做什么。
You don't know what you can do.
我在20年前第一次去参加一个访宣去佤邦。
20 years ago, the first time I went to this place called 佤邦 for a missionary trip.
就在泰北那个地方啊。
It's north of North Thailand.
我在那个时候也不知道自己能做什么。
At the time, I don't know what I can do.
我到那边去以后，我发现在那里的环境里面，我还真不能做什么。
And when I visited that place, I realized indeed there's nothing really I can do.
每次一个宣教士回来都讲一些他九死一生的经验。
Very often the missionary talk about how they survive the difficulties in the mission field.
有一个神学院的教授说，他如果在那里的话，大概待不到一年，命都没了。
And there's a seminary professor saying that he probably won't survive a year in that place.
所以每神对我们每个人的使用是不一样的。
So God probably calls us for different things.
那但是神后来让我知道他要我做什么。
But then later I know that God, what God wants me to do.
我们只要愿意摆上啊，神一定能用。
So as long as we are willing to commit ourselves, God can use us.
我们就会有新的经历。
And then we will experience something new.
所以呢，希望和神有新的经历，就要给神在自己生活中插手的机会。
So if you want to have this new experience, you need to allow God to be involved in your life.
我每次出去宣教都有一些收获。
So every time when I go to the mission field, I always have gain some experience.
有些时候是自己的经历，也有些时候是听到别人的见证。
Sometimes the experience is my own, sometimes it's from others.
这对我来讲都是和神的新经历。
To me, they are both kinds of experience are my new experience with God.
大概就在半年前。
So about
半年多前
，six months ago.
我在一个地方听到了一位弟兄的见证呢，就很受激励。
So I listened to a brother's testimony. I was quite encouraged.
他的老家是在东北佳木斯啊外面的一个镇上。
His home he came from 佳木斯 is a northern eastern part of the China.
那还小的时候呢，他的舅舅呢就信了这个耶稣。
One of his uncle became Christians when he was young.
然后他的妈妈也信主了。
And then followed by his mother.
那么这个父亲呢是镇上的支书啊。
So his father is a party leader in that village.
是个共产党干部了啊，就是那个叫做是党支部书记啊。
Yeah, he's a party secretary in that place.
当然是绝对不信耶稣的。
And of course, his father doesn't believe in Jesus.
有几个妹妹。
And he has a couple sisters.
有一个是小他12岁。
There's one that is 12 years younger.
妹妹出生之后被发现呢有先天性的心脏病。
The younger sister was diagnosed with heart disease.
会突然停止呼吸。
And it will make cause her to stop breathing suddenly.
然后妹妹是一岁多的时候，有一天就真的没有气了。
So when she was 1 year old, one time she did stop breathing.
那个时候的条件很差了啊。
And at that time the medical condition the environment is very poor.
那他爸爸认为妹妹已经死了，就要用草席把她包了送出去处理。
So the father think that sister is already dead, so want to wrap her with the blanket and take her. her out.
妈妈舍不得啊，就哭着说再等一下吧。
And so the mom feels too sad and say, let's just wait a little bit.
他爸爸说都已经没气了，你还等什么？
So father said, look, that she has no breath anymore. What are we waiting for?
那这个时候他的舅舅来了，说呢，等一下，让我祷告求耶稣救这个孩子。
So the uncle came by and say, let me pray to Jesus and to heal her.
他爸爸听了觉得根本不可思议。
And the father was think that's nonsense.
那就带着不信而且轻蔑的那种口吻说，如果你祷告能够让这个孩子活下来，我就信耶稣。
So the father said, mocking him, saying, if you can heal this baby through your prayer, I will be a Christian too.
哎，没想到这个妹妹竟然在舅舅和妈妈迫切祷告之中呢，就开始有气呼吸了。
But surprisingly, the girl start breathing again after the uncle and mom praying earnestly.
然后就醒过来。
And then she woke up.
这个弟兄他当时还是个孩子的时候，说他当时就信了耶稣了。
And this this brother I met was still a kid and said he become a Christian immediately.
他的爸爸呢还是有点硬了，也要面子嘛，因为共产党的干部呢是一直到后来看着女儿一天天长大以后呢，也终于信了耶稣。
And but this father still not quite believe until some later time when he saw this the youngest daughter grew up. Healthy grew up alive.
那更奇妙的事情在后面。
And something more interesting, wonderful comes later.
在妹妹的成长过程中呢，还是有过这种呼吸叫做猝停的这种状态状况。
So even later, the daughter, the younger sister, still has this illness with stop breathing suddenly.
但是呢，也蒙神的保守呢，也都平安过来。
And with God's safe keeping, she was she survived it.
那个医生是很郑重的告诫他们一件事情。
So the doctor warned them seriously about one thing.
他将来不应该生产，因为在生产中间心脏衰竭致死的可能性太高了。
The doctor said, don't get pregnant and give birth because it will.Have a great risk to stop breathing during the delivery.
那么因为这个缘故，妹妹就一直没有对象。
So for that reason, the sister would not pursue a relationship.
你想中国的一般家庭是不会接受一个不能有后代的婚姻。
Because traditionally, no family would accept a girl that doesn't want to produce the kids.
那农村的传宗接代的那种观念那么根深蒂固，怎么可能会接受一个不能生孩子的媳妇？
In a countryside, there are people there simply cannot accept this type of daughter-in-law.
那么就算有人愿意，他父母长辈也不会接受的。
Even if there's a boy liked her, their parents would be against it.
所以这个妹妹因为身体的问题，基本上注定单身了。
So because of that, the sister, the younger sister, probably would for sure be single for life.
然而呢，他父亲的一个朋友的儿子呢，却看上了他妹妹。
But then his father's friend's son liked her.
而且愿意接受不会有孩子的婚姻。
And would accept the fact that they won't have kids in the future.
也不知道为什么男方的父母也竟然同意了。
And we don't know why, but the parents of the boy also accept this condition.
所以耶稣不仅拯救了他们，救了他妹妹的命呢，还为他安排了一个原来不可能有的婚姻。
So Jesus has not only saved the life of his sister, but also prepared a marriage for her too.
然后呢，在他妹妹24岁那年，竟然发现怀孕了。
And when she was 24. She found that she was pregnant.
医生再次的告诫说，千万不要冒险生产。
So the doctor warned her again, don't go through this. Don't go through with this.
肯定会有生命危险。
Because it is a life threatening event.
赶快做人流，结束怀孕。
It's better just to have abortion.
他们家经过祷告之后呢，认为呢孩子是神赐的话，就凭信心依靠神的看顾跟保守。
So after they pray, they think that if the children are the blessing of God, they should accept this baby by faith.
但是呢，镇上的医院就告诉他们啊。
And so the hospital in the village told them.
我们不能影响你的决定。
We cannot stop you from making such a decision.
但是呢，你们生产这个风险太大呢，我们担不起这个责任。所以到时候请你们到县城的医院去生产。
But we cannot really take the risk ourselves. So please go to the city for this operation.
可是问题是，他妹妹的那个阵痛要生产呢，比预产期早了好几天。
The time comes a couple more days before the due days.
Yeah. 那么县城太远了呢，他们就只有去镇上的医院，还是被拒绝接受。
And so she couldn't go to the town, but so she has to try to deliver the baby in the village, but the village hospital rejected them.
医生坚持他们必须去县城。
Because the doctor there insists they need to go to the city.
因为镇上的医院的设备是根本不可能去这个应付啊，他妹妹几乎会发生的心脏衰竭。
Because the hospital think they cannot handle this in the event of the heart condition, the degradation of heart condition.
结果他们就只好离开医院要去县城。
So they had to leave that village, try to go to the city's hospital.
没想到到了门口医院的门口呢，孩子就已经生出来。
But then just before they can actually leave by the doors, hospital door, the baby was already born.
然后这个时候医生看到呢，孩子出来了，母亲也平安呢，小的大概也没什么责任了，就说好吧，好吧，进来吧。
So and the doctor would see then since the baby was born, then there's no no risk of taking on the baby, so they say, "Well, just come in."
然后呢，再做后续的处理。
And then they take on the postmortem things.
那这一个弟兄的这个外甥女，她今年是十二岁了。
Now this niece is 12 years old already.
Yeah, 健康没有正常，没有先天性的问题。
And it was healthy, and there's no prenatal disease.
所以神又赐给他妹妹家庭一个原来不能有的孩子。
And now God even bless them with a daughter that originally they are not supposed to have.
他妹妹今年36岁。
Now his sister now is 36 years old.
他说这36年都是神给的。
And she said all the 36 years were given by God.
我本来不该有婚姻的，神给了我婚姻。
I'm not supposed to have marriage, but I did.
我本来不可以有孩子的，神给了我一个健康的女儿。
I was not supposed to have a baby, but now I have a healthy daughter.
所以呢，我活的每一天都是神给的。
So every day I have is a gift from God.
所以我每一天都为主而活。
So I live for God every day.
主随时要接我回去，我也准备好了。
And I'm ready if God wants to take me any day.
像他这样子随时随地都会有这样子的一个致命的健康问题的人，却有平安喜乐。
And a person like her who has this fatal disease could happen any day, would live a peace and joyful life.
讽刺的是，有那么多好手好脚、身体健康的基督徒，却怎么样，信得好像很无奈，好像感觉不出平安喜乐。
Ironically, there's a lot of Christians that are healthy but live quite miserable Christian life.
我可以看得出来，这个弟兄他没什么文化，但是他很有手艺，他就在教会里面做一些装修的工作。
I can see that this brother who is not highly educated, but he just do carpentry for the church.
他为耶稣做见证的热忱，你可以想象。
And you can see how enthusiastic he was testifying for Jesus.
对他来说，耶稣是又真又活的神。
And to him, Jesus is a living God.
这一家在苦难中完全仰望耶稣，因此常有新的经历。
So because they're depending on God in life, so they have experienced this new experience daily.
那我们刚才读圣经中所记载的耶稣如何的医病赶鬼啊，是有大能的神。
So in the Bible, we saw that how Jesus heals and casting out demons.
对我们来说是古老的传奇故事，对他们却是实际的经验。
To us, this is just a legend, but to them, this is a daily reality.
所以愿我们呢，常和耶稣有新经历。神的大能呢，不再只是故事，也能够成为我们实际的经验。
So let our let us experience this daily. So what the our faith is not a story, but our daily experience.
我们现在我们要预备领受圣餐，让我们一起祷告。
So we are about to take this Holy Communion. So let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们向你献上感谢。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
不仅拯救了我们。
Not only you have saved us.
同时也差派圣灵提醒我们
but also remind us through the Holy Spirit you sent
要常常的从主你的话语里面看到主的真实
to see the reality in the word you have provided
我们也要在这个看到圣灵的工作就是如何的奇妙
and we also want to see how wonderful the work of Holy Spirit
我们也感谢你设立的圣餐让我们能够奉你的名纪念你
and we also want to give thanks to you for the Holy Communion so we can do this in remembrance of you
求圣灵带领我们鉴察自己
may Holy Spirit help us to reflect upon ourselves
让我们明白我们自己是一个被拯救的罪人
so that we know that we are a sinner but redeemed
把我们里面不讨你喜悦的东西能够倒空。
Remove all the things that are not pleasing to you inside, so that we can empty ourselves.
成为主的器皿。
And become a vessel for you.
常有新的经历。
And have experience often.
让我们能够信心坚定，也常有平安喜乐。
Have that firm belief and have the peace and joy.
我们这样子的祷告不配奉靠耶稣基督的圣名
We pray this in Jesus' name
Amen, Amen.